March 31st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, in every situation, please know that I am there bringing victory out of seeming defeat. If you hope in my victory, then the battle does not seem so bitter. It is a grace that the battle over control of the government in your country has been brought to light. So much was trying to challenge a seemingly flawless system. Even so, the enemy has not chosen to remain in the background and continues to stir up one controversy after another. I am thankful for a conservative, strong-willed leader such as you have. Otherwise, democracy would have succumbed to the wiles of Satan. As in the government, Satan has a subversive plan for each soul. No soul is free of temptations. Beware then of every conflict, every interaction with people, especially the unbelievers. Watch for the enemy's subtle inroads into your daily lives. Believers must be strong against any form of disunity. Pray for my victory in every challenge. I am always trying to alter circumstances towards your salvation." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 20. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.